Grace, mercy, and peace be to us from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is taken from today's first reading in the book of Acts. How many of you in your life have had someone who was a mentor, a person who encouraged you, offered direction and support, both in good times and in challenging times? That person could have been a grandparent, a teacher, a spouse, at work. They were there for you regardless of the circumstances. Those people made a strong impact on you. They made a strong impact on me. And I imagine that many of us have had the privilege to have a mentor. But what happens when you lose that connection? Perhaps you change jobs, they change jobs, they die, someone moves away. How do you feel then? Probably our emotions go the whole range. One side saying, I don't know what to do, I'm lost, I don't know what to do. Or to the other extreme where you say, I'm going to make that person proud. I'm going to be what he wanted me to be all along. Now, the story in today's lesson on the surface simply reports how Matthias was chosen to replace Judas. The lot fell to Matthias. God chose him just as he calls each and every one of us today. But I bet we've all heard someone say, nothing happens in a vacuum. What was going through those disciples' heads on that day? What were they feeling as they gathered in that room? I think they had to be feeling a sense of loss. They had lost their mentor, at a minimum, the physical separation from their Savior Jesus. They spent 3 solid years walking and talking daily with the person they acknowledged to be the Son of God. They had listened to his teaching. They observed his miracles. They saw him heal the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead. Their relationship with Jesus had to be something beyond anything that we can really imagine. But what happened when Jesus was arrested? They ran. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. You remember where they were on that first Easter evening? John's Gospel tells us. He says, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, and Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. They were hiding out. They had the door locked. They were afraid that they were going to be the next ones to be arrested. Despite everything that they had experienced firsthand, when they thought their mentor was gone, they reacted, seemingly forgetting everything that they had experienced. Now, 2,000 years later, we look at the disciples' actions between Jesus' arrest and his appearance in that locked room on Easter evening, and we may be thinking, how could they do that after everything that they experienced? And maybe we even think, like Peter had said earlier, I will never deny you. Perhaps. But after that Easter evening, when Jesus appears to them alive, well, once that happened, everything had to change. I mean, there's no doubt. All doubt had to be removed. They had to be excited. They wanted to go out boldly and proclaim Jesus' message. Right? Maybe not. Well, Luke, the author of Acts, tells us in today's first lesson that the disciples, after the ascension, returned to Jerusalem. And when they entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. You notice? We don't read that they rushed out into the streets proclaiming the resurrection. They were hiding. Or, benefit of the doubt, they were keeping a low profile to avoid attracting the attention of the authorities. And I wonder, do we as Christians today at times react the same way, hiding our faith, perhaps like the disciples before Pentecost, preferring to keep a low profile? I think sometimes we look at the apostles and we think, look how strong and faithful they were. They were special. No wonder they could do such fantastic things. But you know what? They were no different than you or me. They doubted. They often didn't understand what Jesus was teaching. And like us, they could be and were afraid. Jesus knew his disciples were not perfect. Despite our failures and rebellion against God's will, we have a God who loves us. And when we repent of our sins, we're forgiven. John's gospel puts that in a nutshell in his conversation with Nicodemus. When he says to Nicodemus, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." What a gift. A gift that we should be excited to share with all we come in contact. Now, I know what some perhaps are thinking. Hey, that's scary thing to share a message with a stranger, or maybe even scarier to share it with a family member. We think that's really a job for those trained people, for the pastor who stands up in the pulpit on Sunday morning. That's his job. That's my job. But you know, when we think like that, we're wrong. I read in a devotion that has stuck with me to this day. And it goes as follows. God does not call the qualified, but rather God does not call the qualified, but qualifies the called. Satan wants us to believe we're not qualified, and we should just be quiet. Why embarrass yourself? That's a lie. A lie offered by Satan. Think about what Jesus told his disciples about when they go out and they share the news. That, quote, "The Holy Spirit will teach you in that hour what you ought to say. And again, for I will give you a mouth and none of your..." Apostles were not perfect. Given people to share the good news, assuring that he's going to give us the words. And you know, it doesn't matter how or why God chose each and every one of us, but we receive that gift of faith, and we in turn can be a mentor for someone else. We can share that good news in thought, in word, in deed. Often with something very simple. Each of us has been given different gifts that can and are to be used to proclaim Jesus. Well, there's no pecking order with one gift being more valuable than another. God uses each of us in our variety of gifts to proclaim his message. And often, just a kind word plants a seed in someone who doesn't know Jesus. And then later, someone else, someone sitting here today, perhaps you or I, come along and waters that seed that allows it to sprout into faith. Today, all of us should never forget that we, in comparison, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is with us always, and as Paul says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. this last Sunday of the Easter season, we should never forget when we feel alone or abandoned or that God's just not listening to us, the words of the Easter hymn we sung earlier today. I know that my Redeemer lives. He lives and loves me to the end. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives to bring me safely there. May we never forget, just like Matthias, Jesus Christ has chosen each of us to in turn be a mentor to others and to share the good news with those we come in contact. May we respond to our mentor Jesus by sharing joyfully the good news of the gift of forgiveness of sin and the assurance of spending eternity with God our Father. To God be the glory. Now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.